With regard to the qualities of Mashiach, we've already learned that he has to be Hoge B'Torah, a person who not only studies, but is immersed and engrossed and toils in the study of Torah. He has to be Esek B'Mitzvahs, which we learned means not only to do mitzvahs, but to do so in a hands-on and committed fashion. The Rambam then adds two interesting words, K'David Aviv. He studies Torah, he does mitzvahs, like David HaMelech. What exactly does this mean? How does David HaMelech study Torah or do mitzvahs differently than everybody else? In what is ostensibly the final inspired and prophetic words of David HaMelech that are found in the second book of Shmuel, beginning of chapter 23, David HaMelech says, these are the words of David ben Yishai. And then he says, Una'um, the words, Hagever Hukam Ol, of the man who was raised on high, as Rashi says, Hukam Lamaila, raised to a position of great height, the monarchy. The Yalkut Shemayni comments on this and says, Melamed, the fact that the scripture, that the Pasuk uses the words Hukam Ol, teaches us, Shekibol Alav Oil Torah, the oil mitzvahs. He didn't only study Torah, do mitzvahs, but accepted the yoke of these activities. The Yalkut Shemayni goes on to say that this means a person who places the burden of Torah study, kesher la'orl, like an ox would accept a yoke, ukechamor l'masa, like a donkey would accept a heavy burden. The Gemara in Maseches Avodah Zarah, commenting on these words, Hukam Ol, says, Naum David ben Yishai, shehekim oilo shel tshuva, that he establishes the yoke of tshuva. And so, the Rebbe suggests that first off, this is a Lashon HaRagel B'Tanach. When we speak about Malach Beis David, and Mashiach, of course, is Melech from Beis David, so that's why we say K'David Aviv. But the Rebbe said, it is reasonable to assume that the Rambam meant to emphasize that this person who will be Mashiach immerses and engages himself in Torah study with Kabbalah's oil, with tremendous obedience, in the way David HaMelech did. And that he's Magdim, that first he brings about the concept of tshuva, and that serves to inspire his mitzvahs. Finally, the Rebbe points to the Alter Rebbe in Torah Ur, in the beginning of Maseches Megillah, where he says that Chochmah is Bechinas Hishtalshelus. To study Torah follows the path of the norm. Masha'en Kein Tshuva, he says, reaches into this profound sense of yearning, restoration, and return, reaches into Hamshachas Eiren Seif, the bringing forth of a level of divinity that's really kind of off the charts. And that's the person who will be Mashiach.